Good morning. My name is Christian, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Vesta's third quarter 2012 earnings conference call. Vesta issued its quarterly report yesterday. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in New York City at 646-284-9400. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements made during today's conference call do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, and company performance and financial results. These statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties. All figures included herein were prepared in accordance with Mexican FRS and are stated in U.S. dollars, unless otherwise noted. Joining us today from Vesta in Mexico City is Mr. Lorenzo Berho, CEO of Vesta, and Mr. Juan Sottil, CFO of Vesta. Now I will turn the call over to Mr. Lorenzo Berho. Sir, please begin.
Thank you very much, Christian, and good morning in Mexico, and good afternoon, everyone in the States, especially New York area, and we wish you all the best while this hurricane hits your region. Thank you for your interest in Vesta and for participating in our conference call to discuss the company's third quarter 2012 results. I'm going to begin today's call by giving you a brief overview of Vesta's history, structure, and business model to give you a clear idea of the company's strategy and corporate vision. I will then go over some of the company's plans and goals for the remainder of 2012 and looking ahead to 2013. Before turning the call over to Juan Sottil, CFO of Vesta, to discuss our third quarter financial results. We will then open the call for a question and answer session. We're proud to present our first quarterly result as a public company and to share with our investors the results for the third quarter 2012. After 14 years in operation, Vesta listed its shares at the Bolsa Mexicana de Valores on July 19th, 2012, under the stock symbol BMV Vesta. Vesta offered 177.2 million shares to Mexican and international investors. The proceeds, including the greenshoe option, amounted to $226.82 million, approximately 3.1 billion pesos, which will be used to expand the company's footprint as an operator and developer of industrial real estate in Mexico. Our focus as a public company is to return value to our new shareholders, and on September 25th, the shareholders assembly approved a dividend payment amounting to 9.8 million pesos, which will be paid in or before November 9th, 2012. Vesta was founded in 1998 and has grown to become one of the leading real estate developers of industrial buildings and distribution centers in Mexico. The company's business structure is that of a SIBRA, the Spanish acronym for Sociedad de Inversión en Bienes Raíces. A SIBRA must invest a minimum of 70% of its assets in real estate or usufruct rights for real estate and hold these investments for a minimum of four years. Vesta's business model focuses on having a diversified property portfolio in different geographic locations where there is a strong economic activity. Vesta's ongoing mission is to achieve excellence in the development of industrial real estate through an entrepreneurial team that generates efficient and sustainable solutions. To this end, the company will seek to continue developing its portfolio with a mix of properties while scouting for new investment opportunities across Mexico. Vesta's properties encompass industrial real estate. Vesta is a pure-play company that maintains a diverse international client base within a variety of industries throughout Mexico, including aerospace, food and beverage, logistics, electronics, automotive, and medical equipment. As of September 30, 2012, Vesta had a portfolio of 85 prime properties, largely located in central and southern Mexico, with a total GLA of 11.4 million sq ft. The company has built strong long-term relationships with large multinational corporations such as Bombardier, Safran, BMW, and Nestle, yet maintains a balanced rental income distribution of no more than 6% per tenant, except for Nestle, who comprises 21.5% of rental income. Vesta's 85 buildings, most of which are Class A properties, are valued at $702 million. Vesta's properties are mostly located in growing markets in the country, central and Bajío regions. Over 70% of our lease agreements are denominated in US dollars, with high quality tenants and a balanced exposure to food and beverage, logistics, automotive, and aerospace industries. As of September 30, 2012, Vesta's property portfolio had a physical occupancy rate of 89%, compared with a 90.4% at the end of 3Q11. In addition to further stabilizing our portfolio, we are deploying the proceeds of the IPO. We are currently developing 1.46 million square feet of build-to-suit projects and inventory properties, with a total investment of $61.69 million. Among build-to-suit projects, we have already signed 917,627 square feet, distributed between five new facilities, with a total investment of $45.2 million. The average lease term is over 10 years as an average. The tenants include BRP, Bombardier, OXXO, Schenker, and Italica, some of which we talked about during our IPO roadshow. In addition, we have initiated the construction of five inventory buildings, totaling 547,726 square feet, with a total investment of $16.5 million. The properties are located in Parque Industrial Querétaro, Querétaro Aerospace Park, Tres Naciones Park in San Luis Potosí, and Las Colinas Park in Guanajuato. All of these projects, with the exception of the Querétaro Aerospace Park, are being built in our land reserves, utilizing 29.81 acres of the 232.9 acres of our land reserves. With Mexico's real estate industry prospering and Vesta delivering strong financial results, we are optimistic for the rest of 2012 and look forward to creating value and delivering returns to our shareholders. In 2013, Vesta will continue to expand its regional footprint in Mexico and develop new solutions for its clients in dynamic areas of the Mexican territory. The company plans to invest all proceeds of the IPO in the next 30 months to expand industrial parks for light manufacturing and logistics. The new projects will continue to focus on the sectors in which we have developed its expertise. Mexico is experiencing a unique moment in its long history. GDP growth will be close to 4% this year and 3.7% in 2013. Exports and imports represent 69% of GDP, making it one of the most open large economies in the world. Our country represents a great manufacturing and logistics platform. It is today the 8th automotive manufacturer and the 5th largest exporter. Between last year and today, auto manufacturers have announced new investments either through expansions or new factories that amount to more than $10 billion. Nissan, Mazda, and Honda have already started construction and will be operating by 2013. The Mexican Associations of Car Manufacturers has announced that production in Mexico will grow 40% by 2015. The central and Bajío regions in Mexico are attracting most of these investments and will continue to grow at double-digit rates in the following years in the real estate market. Today, Mexico is a key player in the aerospace sector. It has compounded average growth rate of 20% since 2002, and will increase its exports by 67% in 2015. All these industries expand, so the demand for this industrial space, the need for the stronger supply chain, also fosters the activity of logistics companies. With a total population of 112 million people and a rising middle class, distribution creates the need for large warehouses, particularly in the most populated cities. Besides the new developments we have started, we also completed the integration of the management team, which will be fully aligned, which will fully align the interest with the shareholders. We are optimistic about the future of Mexico and of our own industry, and we are prepared to capture the opportunities that are already arriving to our country. I would like now to turn the call over to Juan Sotil, CFO of Vesta, to discuss the company's financial results for the quarter.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss our results for the third quarter 2012, the first in the company's history. Vesta's financial results for this period show the company's profitability and demonstrated our long-term growth potential. I would like to point out that the consolidated financial and operating information outlined below is based on accounts prepared in accordance with the accounting policies adopted in Mexico and in accordance with the International Financial Reporting Standards issued by the International Accounting Standard Board, IASB, and correspond to the comparison of the results obtained in the third quarter 2012 with the same period of the previous year, also adjusted to the new accounting standards. Vesta's rental revenues rose 2.6% during the third quarter of 2012 to U.S. $12.7 million from $12.38 million in third quarter 11. This increase stems from an increase of 8.2% related to rentals of vacant space and an increase of 2.3% related to rent adjustments made in the third quarter of 2012 of property already rented. It is worth noting that most of our contracts are indexed to the U.S. Consumer Price Index if denominated in dollars and the INPC if they are denominated in pesos, which are adjusted on an annual basis. Revenue performance, even with an increase in the third quarter of 2012, was partially affected by several factors, including a decrease of 6.9% related to rental revenues in the third quarter of 2011 that was not renewed by the client, and a 1.3% decrease in contracts ending in the third quarter of 2011 that were renovated at a lower rent. A 1.6% decrease in revenues that were registered related to the conversion of revenues into dollars from pesos, and a decline of other revenues from clients. Vesta's gross revenue totaled $12.7 million in the third quarter of 2012, up slightly from $12.4 million in the third quarter 11. Administrative cost of the third quarter 2012 amounted to $3.06 million, an increase from the $784,000 in the same quarter of last year. Administrative costs were mainly impacted by $2.09 million in expenses related to the IPO, including legal counsel, auditors, and other costs, and $630,000 for payroll and expenses related to the administrative process to incorporate Vesta Management. Depreciation during the third quarter of 2012 reached $12,500 at the end of September 12, down slightly from $12,800 at the same quarter of the third quarter 2011. EBITDA, after adjusting for IPO expenses, grew 1.2% from U.S. $10.79 million to U.S. $10.92 million during third quarter 2012. Other income and expenses in the third quarter 2012 amounted to expenses of U.S. $0.28 million, up 104% from U.S. $6.2 million loss at the close of three quarter 11. This variance is mainly explained by a lower variation in the investment properties of Vesta. The change in the portfolio value of three quarter 12 declined U.S. dollars $2.16 million when compared to the valuation of the second quarter 2012. When compared to three quarter 11, the change in the portfolio value was $18.88 million above the value of the portfolio two quarter 11. At the end of the third quarter 2012, our portfolio was valued at $702.08 million and had 11.39 million square feet of gross leasable area with an occupancy rate of 89%, while in the third quarter of 2011, the portfolio was valued at $658.8 million and had 11.34 million square feet and an occupancy rate of 90.4. This decrease was partially offset by a variation in the foreign exchange rate of 12.24 million, which translated into a gain of 6.61 million in the quarter versus a foreign exchange loss of 5.63 million in the third quarter 11. This is mainly explained by the revaluation of the peso against the dollar of 80 cents from July to September, and is related to the dollar debt of WTN, one of Vesta subsidiaries, as well as to the balances in pesos on the cash accounts that hold the proceeds of the IPO. During the third quarter 2012, income before taxes amounted to $8.56 million as compared to $17.71 million recorded in the same quarter last year. During the third quarter of 2012, income taxes amounted to $5.86 million compared to an expense of $4.38 million in the third quarter of 2011. Vesta's profit at the close of the third quarter of 2012 totaled $14.42 million compared to $13.33 million in the third quarter of 2011. However, Vesta had a translation loss of $4.46 million in the third quarter 2012 compared with a gain of $6.34 million on the third quarter 2011 due to the variation in foreign exchange rates from one period to the next and its effects on the conversion of the operations of WTN and on the increase in the capital from the IPO. Vesta's total comprehensive income from the third quarter 2012 was $9.76 million against $19.67 million in the third quarter of 2011. Turning to Vesta's balance sheet, cash and cash equivalents, which is comprised of cash, bank deposits, and financial investments, amounted to $211 million as of September 30, 2012. Vesta's cash flow is mainly driven by rental revenues. During the period, no property was sold and no other extraordinary income was generated. As of the third quarter 2012, Vesta's total outstanding debt reached $345.17 million, of which 7.3 or $25.33 million is related to short-term liabilities, including amortizations of principal during the next 12 months, and two construction loans with GE. They total $15.13 million, which are due during the fourth quarter of this year. The company intends to liquidate the construction loans. After this payment, the total outstanding debt will be $330 million. All the debt is owed to General Electric and is guaranteed by a trust, which is tied to most of our income properties as well as the rental revenue derived from outstanding contracts. At the close of September 30, 2012, 100% of our debt was denominated in U.S. dollars. CapEx during the third quarter of 2012 was $15.06 million and was related to the construction projects of Parque Aeroespacial, to cover the investment for Pompa Vieja MA2 project, and to the Parque Industrial Querétaro to cover the investment of in the project of BRP. As Lorenzo highlighted, the company also raised $226 million from its initial public offering launched on July 19. The proceeds of the IPO will be used to continue our growth strategy. Vesta's third quarter results demonstrate the strong fundamentals of our business model and our Mexico real estate market. We look forward to build on our success in the third quarter and delivering value to our shareholders. At this point, I would like to open the floor to questions and answers. Operator, if you're ready, please take any questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eugenio Amador with Credit Suisse. Please proceed with your question. Your line is live.
Hi, this is Vanessa Quiroga from Credit Suisse. Good morning, and thank you for the call. My question is regarding the investment that you mentioned in the press release and in the conference call of $45 million. Is this a part of the pipeline that was described in your prospectus for the IPO process?
Yes, this is part of our process of roadshow that we explained, plus some other buildings that we have been able to close that were not disclosed or known at that particular time, Vanessa.
Okay, so what is the additional contract that you have obtained? What's the amount?
If I may answer that, Vanessa, as you see on our press release, the line with the label OXXO and the line with the label Italica were not part of the pipeline that we showed during the roadshow. They amount to 183,000 square feet facilities and $7.05 million in the case of OXXO. And in the case of Italica, it's an expansion on an existing client of 102,000 square feet, and it represents an investment of 2.7 roughly million US dollars. The OXXO facility, we signed a lease of 15 years, and in the case of Italica, the expansion has a lease term of 5 years.
And
okay.
In both cases, we own the land.
Okay. Okay, great. That's good news. And my second question is regarding the impact from Unisolar, which is the customer that I think left one of your properties. How much would you quantify the impact of this client in the quarter? And can you give us an update on how you plan to substitute this client? Thanks.
Yes, Vanessa. Let me get the I will quantify the impact of Unisolar in a couple of moments. And however, I will tell you that in the Baja California region, we expect to lease that facility, as we said on the roadshow, by sometime in April next year. Okay. Let me quantify that amount, and I will give you the number before this conference is over. Okay, just give me a couple of seconds.
While Juan gets the number, I would just like to add that this building was fully recuperated, so we had the possession of the building, and there was additional equipment that was owned by Unisolar that was transferred to our possession also. So we're ready, and the building is in a great shape to lease. And we're working, as Juan was saying, in replacing the tenants.
Excellent, Lorenzo. And if I can follow up with another question on OXXO and Italica, do you already have the rents signed? Do you know what's going to be the rent per square foot on those properties and when you plan to start receiving those rents? Thanks.
Okay. In the case of OXXO, the rent per square foot is $4.29 per square foot. And in the case of the Italica, it's $4.20 per square foot.
Yes.
And Vanessa, we will only disclose projects that where we have already signed the contracts.
Okay, excellent. Thanks.
And let me give you the Unisolar. quantification. And if you want, I will at some point I will interrupt the call and give you the number while I get to it. Okay? If there's any other question that you may have.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rogelio Urrutia from Santander. Please proceed with your question. Your line is live.
Hello, good morning, Lorenzo, Juan, thank you for the call. I have a question regarding the new projects that you announced in the press release. First, where are you expecting, can you provide us some color on where are you expecting to finish the inventory buildings and a rough expectation on when do you expect these new properties will start generating rental income? And my second question is regarding the build-to-suit projects, in particular the VRP project that was expected to start generating rental revenue in September. Are you on target to finish this building, or when should we expect a contribution to the P&L? Thank you.
Okay, all the inventory buildings we expect to start leasing on July next year. This is quite a conservative assessment. We typically begin renting the buildings while we are in the construction period, and we typically stake internally we set our goals on a 6-month rental cycle of inventory buildings. However, we're allowing ourselves more than that. So we are fully confident that by July the 13th, we will have these inventory buildings leased. If there's any leasing contracts that we sign prior to finishing up these projects, we will let you know on a press release at the proper time. That was the first question. Could you repeat the other ones, please?
Sure. In your prospectus, you mentioned that you were expecting that the buildings in the Querétaro Industrial Park to start generating rental revenue in September of this year. Are these buildings finished? So should we expect rental revenue from these new buildings for the fourth quarter?
Good question. The first thing is we are on time on both construction projects, under construction projects. One of the buildings, we had an increase in the leasable area during the constructive phase, and that delayed the initial payment or the initial start of the lease. It was disclosed on our prospectus as September. We are expecting 100% of the lease payment in November of this year instead of September, but on a bigger area. And on MA2, the start of the rent period is January of next year. We will deliver the building. Right on Christmas. So we will start the first month of rental in January next year, as expected.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Well, one follow-up, if I may. We noticed in the press that Aeromexico decided to move its MRO to the Querétaro Airport. I know this is will not form part of the Querétaro Aerospace Park, but do you expect certain demand from some suppliers to attend this Aeromexico facility?
Yes, we heard about this deal, and this deal, as far as I know, is going to be established operations at the airport in a different lot outside our park, within the airport. And the good thing that this could be an opportunity to one of our tenants, which is SAMES, who are in the MRO business in engines and turbines. We know that they work for Delta. So the opportunity to have Aeromexico next door could increase the activity within the park, which is what makes this park so unique.
Perfect, very clear. Thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you, Rogelio.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 from your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call back over to Mr. Burrow for any closing remarks you may have.
Okay. Thank you very much for participating in Vesta's 2012 third quarter conference call. We look forward to speaking with you again when we release our fourth quarter year-end results for 2012. However, if you have any other questions in the meantime, please do not hesitate to contact our Investor Relations Department with any questions. Thank you very much and have a very good day.